Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Big issues, big guests, the Dom Giordano Show. Great to have Dan back and his accomplice. How come Ro never sends me anything? She sends Dan stuff saying, Dan, did you see this?
She's a producer from home. It's great.
Yes, before we go to Commissioner Omar Sabir, Beto O'Rourke, candidate for governor in Texas against Abbott. Abbott, pro-Second Amendment, Beto O'Rourke, one of the leaders, saying he'd go to your house and collect so-called assault weapons, was on stage. Ro told Dan about this. Here's what he said.
Pass the mic to Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
Excuse me.
Sit down.
You're out of line and an embarrassment.
Hey. Sit down.
Next shooting is right now, and you are doing nothing.
He needs to get his ass out of here. This isn't the place to talk this over.
This is totally predictable when you.
Sir, you're out of line. Sir, you are out of line. Please leave this auditorium. I can't believe you're a sick son of a bitch that would come to a deal like this to make a political issue.
All right, bro. He's got an ear there, Dan. Save that one for tomorrow. So that's Beto O'Rourke, and I think it's Dan Patrick being confronted there. All right, our guest, Commissioner Omar Sabir, has been with us before, released a statement today. He is a Philadelphia commissioner. The main role of commissioners, the vote, of course, in the whole process. He released a statement on the Texas shooting, and he joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Commissioner, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hello.
Well, Commissioner, I saw in your statement that you released, we have the power as a nation to act and yet have to make these occurrences even more tragic. What's the number one thing that Commissioner Omar Sabir would act to do specifically?
Well, specifically, first, I would think that we definitely need some time to just reflect on our behavior, right? Because this is just such a tragic incident. We've seen a young man, only 18 years old, kill 19 children and adults. So he actually killed his grandmother, from what I understand.
Yes.
From those reports, in which they may change. So just, you know, just as a father of seven, you know, it just was just difficult for me just to fathom just the pain that these families must be feeling. So I think just the number one thing right now is just we just as a nation, just take our time and just, you know, just take a deep breath. I know we've been through the pandemic and just, you know, tell our loved ones, man, that we love them. You know, I think that's the first initial thing we need to do. And then I also think that we also need to get beyond partisan divide, Democrat, Republican, and then make the issue more humanistic. And everybody put their heads together and see how can we come up with a solution like this. Because I don't think no matter what side you're on, extreme left or the extreme right, to see incidents like this happen, you know, how can we really sit down, hear from the stakeholders and see how can we come up with a solution?
Okay. One of my solutions, I wonder if it would pass muster with you. I'm a former teacher. I'm not sure if you're aware of that. And we've been we've been talking about school districts, Omar, that the one thing to do, the most sufficient, we had on the head of police in Abington, which is a well-respected, restrained issue, is to have either a former police officer, resource officer, someone armed in the school building, and or others that could be trained to repel an evildoer like this who wants to kill children. Would that philosophically pass muster with you?
I think everything is on the table right now. I mean, I think having better security, of course. I do believe that maybe you could do checks inside of cities, like they do like at metal detectors. They mm-hmm. have random searches as well. And then also you can have someone monitoring the social media. Because from what my understanding was that this young man was on TikTok giving a warning. And if people from the school was actually monitoring the TikTok from the students, they possibly could have enacted just a little bit sooner for this.
Okay. I noticed paragraph 2 of what you put out, Commissioner. You said one of the ways we can affect real change is by voting, despite efforts by some to limit access to the ballot box. So if you don't mind, since you're on, and that's one of your biggest capacities, and I say this, you're one of the most visible public figures in Philadelphia, which is a credit to you that you're at, you know, I'm on all the social media, all the stuff that you put out. You're at hundreds of events, it seems, a year. What do you mean by limit access to the ballot box?
Well, of course. I mean, as you know, there are some legislators that are trying to limit certain people to vote, and primarily African-American Latino voters from voting. I mean, we know that.
In what way? You saw in Georgia, right? In the primary, they set records of people voting. They put in some common sense reforms after the election of 2020. Doesn't it tell us that these were not suppressive when we see the number of people that turned out in the last couple of days?
Well, as African-American, right, we have a different sort of African-Americans have sort of a different experience with voting than any other demographic, right? We're probably the only demographic that was actually targeted by race. So when you do certain changes in certain laws, it affects us in different ways. And so if this community is saying that these things are blocking our access, I think that we need to listen and pay attention. Now, what's going on down in Georgia? I'm in Pennsylvania. I know in Pennsylvania, we're accessible up in Pennsylvania more so than other states. But again, you know, we just talking to younger voters, they feel as though that their vote is being oppressed.
And let me ask you, though.
So there are things as policymakers that we can do to make the process a lot easier. One of the things that we can do, we can have a holiday off of voting, you know, because some people have to make tough decisions about whether or not to work or whether or not to vote.
Okay, so I'll meet you halfway. If we had a holiday for off to vote, then we could get rid of mail-in balloting.
That's the way I used to see it. I mean, mail-in balloting, of course, was a conservative bill. It was bipartisan. It came out of Harrisburg. We're just talking about Pennsylvania now. It came out of mm-hmm. Harrisburg. And it worked. I mean, you know, it was accessible. I mean, it's people that's trapped inside of their houses that don't have access to leave their house. And the other way was it was too many rules. It wasn't great. It wasn't a great system. But the system that we have now is universal. I think it can be better. We had pre-canvas and a few other things. But, hey, man, Act 77 gave access to people who wouldn't have the opportunity to vote. So I believe in vote by mail. You may not believe in vote by mail, but I do. I mean, I think it's...
Doesn't it make it much more unwieldy? Not saying just corruption, but we're seeing this in the race with McCormick and Oz. It's excruciating, the period of time. And you're in the position of both accurately counting the vote, but keeping public perception up that everything's on the up and up with the vote. And I just think the longer it goes on, that makes that job harder as far as the counting.
Well, this is true. I mean, that's why we asked our legislators to allow us to do pre-canvassing. In states like Florida, Denver, and three other states, they get to open up, and they start the extraction process, and they start that canvassing process 2 weeks prior to Election Day. And we have to wait until 7 a.m. on Election Day to begin the extraction process. That adds time. I mean, if we had pre-canvassing, that would mean a world of difference. I mean, we definitely would be able to get the election results that night, or if not that night, it would be a little bit earlier the next day.
I've read in some media with Commissioner Sabir with us that you guys, or at least some in your office, wanted more drop boxes. And I don't know that the surveillance is already good enough. I know it's tough to surveil 24 hours a day. I think I saw a number of 72 drop boxes in one statement anyhow. Are you on board with that?
Sure. I mean, yeah, if we can get all the technical requirements, of course, then there'll be a broadband partnership between all different departments, not just the commissioner's office, to actually pull that through. But yes, we definitely want the surveillance. We definitely would like to have a drop-off box in each ward in the city. I mean, that would be beautiful, so that people can just sit and just have access all across the city. I mean, our position is more, not less. I mean, whatever we could do, you know, as far as our powers to make it easier for the citizens of Philadelphia to vote, let them vote. We want more people to participate in our democracy. That's what makes our democracy strong. We have people that have access to voting and make decisions, and we want to increase voter turnout. That's what we want, not just here in Philadelphia. I mean, just fundamentally, you know, America runs better when you have more people voting.
All right. Well, Commissioner, thank you for taking the time to come on again. We'd like to talk before the next election. Is there a website that you'd point people toward?
Sure. Listen, people are trying to get their results. You can go to results.philadelphiavotes.com, results.philadelphiavotes.com. And as always, I give my personal email, omar.sabir@philadelphia.gov, omar.sabir@philadelphia.gov. Please send me an email. Give me a call, 215-686-3462. I'd love to hear your opinions on how we could make this process better and more understanding for the citizens of Philadelphia. And thank you for allowing me to have your platform. And as always, you know, anytime you invite me, I'm going to come.
Excellent. We will do that again. Omar, thank you very much for joining us today.
Sure, anytime.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. The visit pitchhitrun.com today.